Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 6, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and we're also here with
Makisala.
Makisala, welcome. So tonight's a really special event. We have Makisala doing her first solo work tonight, and I'm going to also, by the way, stop video for anyone who isn't me or Makisala for the time being. We'll certainly enable folks to turn that back on at the end if they want to share some insights. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about Makisala, and I had it all up in the blog and then it reset. So I'm going to see if I can find that again. Hang on a second.
So of course, my silly mind is saying, I'm singing a Who song right now. Who are you?
Ooh. Actually a very deep one when used deeply. So anyhow, Makisala's event here is called The Singing Bowl, Harmonizing the Heart. And Makisala, of course, has co-facilitated many Awakening Plus events over the years, but this is her first time doing a solo gig. So she's going to bathe you in ancient Atlantean crystal vibration and will hold space as your vibration is attuned. Makisala is a shamanic priestess, an initiate of Isis and Sekhmet, a crystal heart sound healer, and a wisdom keeper. So, babe, I'm going to turn it over to you and turn off my video, and it's all your show here.
So, my request, love, would be, could you put the blanket that's next to you? Annie might actually sit in that. That would be great. We actually moved our location to our living room, as opposed to being in the mesa, though I've brought my mesa here with me, so we are well represented, and I will open this mesa, but I was concerned about Annie's meow, trying to keep the peace here. So good evening, everyone, and good evening to everyone on the call. Good night, and to those on the recording. I'm noticing I'm a little nervous, a little jittery, and way excited. I certainly would not be doing that, doing this without my beloved here, because we are doing this, it's as a team, and it's really exciting. So welcome, everyone. Benjamin introduced you to me, and most of you who have been with Benjamin for a while know that he and I are our partners in shamanic shenanigans, though I will say that I've kind of been on hiatus as my healing has progressed and continues. So I think it's, how many are on the call right now?
Live, we have 27 at the moment.
Okay, and is it 8:06, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I was thinking of starting about 8:05, 8:06, something like that, wanting to give anyone who might be running a little late the time to arrive.
Well, I'd say we got plenty.
So I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I am going to set our sacred space, and wanted you all to know that this is a crystal bowl sound healing event that if any of you have already received a sound bathing from a crystal bowl event, this one is, I'm only using one bowl because it's all I have. However, this is the heart bowl, and this is the F note, and it is actually engraved with the flower of life on one side. So I will actually be broadcasting that energy as well. And whatever energies that your highest self are wanting for you to have tonight and today, or wherever you are in time, in space and time, that's what you'll be receiving. So just wanted you to know that this is not a full bowl set of many notes, but just one bowl. And this one bowl is beautiful, just so you know. So, Alrighty. I'm gonna take one a little below of the nose and get myself ready. I'm tempted to put on a timer, but I'm not gonna do that. I really want Spirit to just have its way with this event, and that being said, I invite us all to come into a comfortable position. You may or may not decide to sit upright during the entire event. You may consider lying down, which is completely appropriate. And as we settle in, and as we settle into our bodies, paying attention to the breath, the inhalations and exhalations. With every inhalation, coming more and more into the present moment, and with every exhalation, allowing and asking for the higher self, for your divine essence, to come deeper and deeper into this vessel of our body. And as we are settling into our bodies, I'm going to open up sacred space and begin that process now. Pachamama, mama kia, wirakocha, inti, kwi. I call myself to myself. All timelines, all dimensions, all realities. Calling all of myself to myself. Calling back bits and pieces of myself that I may have left in conversations, in fears of the past, or in things to come. Being still now, with every breath, every inhalation, being deeper into the present moment, and exhalation, allowing my spirit to come deeper and deeper into my being. I call Amaji. I call Sekhmet. I call Isis. I call the golden serpent priestess Hoop. I call my well-won ancestors. I call white buffalo calf woman. I call my star seed family from Sirius. Sirius. I call Sekhmet's, I already called her, I'm sorry. I call my Atlantean family, including the whales and dolphins. Thank you, Mama Kia. I call the higher self of Benjamin Bernstein, Bernstein, my beloved. I call the higher selves of all those listening to this recording. Please look over and be near to your little one. Calling the angels of high vibration and love and light. Calling Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Calling Gaia, our Divine Mother, and her essence. Calling Hummingbird, Hawk, Eagle, Bear, and Owl. Call the higher selves of all of those present and all of those who are listening to this recording or on live, all of their highest good and high vibration guides. And if you would like to speak them out loud, you're welcome to do that. There are many beings that are here already. Calling for a sacred membrane to surround everyone on this call for its duration. A sacred membrane that holds in the high vibration energies and protects from lower vibration energies, and yet transmits these high vibrations accordingly. Thank you. The container is now sent. I feel Archangel Michael here, even though I didn't call him, so he is definitely present. Thank you. Spirit, I give myself in service to you and to those beloveds who are on this call and on the recording. I am in their service and in yours. So as I begin playing this crystal bowl, it is geared and attuned for the heart chakra. You may notice energies arising, and perhaps if it is your practice to ground yourself into the heart of Pachamama, it would be good to do that so that as these energies come up, they can come down your grounding cord or into the ground, however your practice leads you to do that, so that Pachamama feeds them, feeds upon them like a compost. And if you do not have that practice, I am confident that our guides and that Pachamama herself will take care of that, those energies. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Allow your spirit and your mind and all layers of your constitution to relax. To be bathed in the sound of your heart. Mama, you are in a safe, safe space, and all energies that want to come up and to be released can no longer harm you. You are safe, beloved, in the arms of the Divine Mother. You are safe. Letting go of energies that no longer serve you. Letting them go. Let the vibrations of the bowl take them away. Thank you. We're being invited to just sit, to be still. To allow the vibration to continue its work. Deep breath. Deep breath and exhale, nice and long. You may be sensing movement in different areas of your field. I'm sensing a lot and feeling a lot of movement in the crown and third eye area, as well as a large expansion in the heart. Keep your eyes closed for a few more moments, staying in the space that is timeless, without form. And yet full of life. What do you sense? What do you feel? Perhaps you have a message from a beloved, or perhaps you're just enjoying your own silence. And when you feel ready, perhaps starting to slowly open your eyes, just a slight crack, with a deep breath, with a gaze, a peripheral gaze, what do you sense? How do you feel different? What has changed? Do you have different colors in your field that you've experienced and brought back with you? How is your heart feeling? Do you have a sense of expansion, of readiness and willingness to continue forward. Do you have a greater sense of peace? I'm feeling forgiveness in the field. An end of a struggle. And much relief. To all those listening, whether you're listening live or on the recording, please know that you are sacred. Your life is sacred. Your calling is sacred. And your heart is sacred. Feeling called to speak in my light language for a little while. Amaniya vosiyanda yanda hiya u. Amaniya nasakiya jishimiya dinkiya. O mayanda hiya kikena shamashanda. Nya malara mosiniyanda kiya. Hiya. Much grace is here. Much grace is available. In a moment, I will close our sacred space. But before I do, breathe deeply. And exhale long. Give great thanks to our guides, to the many beings present here. Thank you for keeping us in a safe, sacred container. Thank you for helping us to let go and to receive. Asking for all who are still worked, all of the divine beings that are still working with us to continue doing so, especially as we dream this evening. May our dreams be messages of what information we need now. Messages of guidance that we've been seeking after. Sweet communion with the other side. ask for all the gods of mine to please continue being present with me as I sleep, and as Benjamin and I are united, our guides work with us always. Please stay. Thank you. Yeah. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're free to go. On the count of three, we will close the container with a clap. If you want to join, you're welcome to do that. And as we go, as we close this container, we ask three questions. What would you have us do? Where would you have us go? And what would you have us say, and to whom? 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Alrighty. Anyone has anything they would like to say or report, that's welcome.
Yeah, people can now unmute themselves if they wish to share verbally. You can turn on your mic and or your camera. And should I read what Jessica just typed?
Sure.
Jessica in the chat window typed, "Wow, thank you so much, Makisala. My chakras were balanced by the vibration of the sound. Mm-hmm. My hands were guided to place on each chakra, as I saw different colors coming through. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Benjamin. Namaste." Mm-hmm. And Nikki typed, "Bells were ringing."
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's great.
And Brandy says, "That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing this gift with us tonight."
Oh, you're welcome.
Diana got chills throughout my body, and when we finished, they were gone.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you had some good juju here, baby.
Well, our allies were here in force, in full force. And so I wanted to go through real quick those that are on the call to look to see if my friend is here. I met a friend, perhaps she signed in, but I met someone at the beach and invited her for tonight's attunement, and wanted to just give a shout out to you because I hope that you were here and enjoyed your grandmother's presence. I took the crystal bowl. It's the singing bowl is actually its name. And I sat out on the beach with this bowl and played her. And it drew in the two girls that were in a tent next to us in a shaded area, not really a tent. A sunscreen. And anyway, they came over and were asking questions about what is this instrument that you're playing? And it was really fun. And, you know, when you allow spirit to use you, as I know most of us want to do good things in this world. And when you bring a bowl like this out into the public, people don't quite know what to make of it, but they are also very curious as to what is this and what are you doing with it. And so I have met these two sweet young ladies, one who is 28, and I will be forever 28 in some part of myself, because 28 was a great year for me. It was a very fun year, and we had a beautiful conversation and beautiful interaction. And when you just allow spirit to work through you and saturate you, it's amazing what spirit will have you do and to whom and say and do. So thank you, everyone, for spending your time right now, whether you are alive on the recording. Thank you for joining us. And I think if you have any other comments or anything, you're welcome to email Benjamin@astroshaman.com.
They can just reply to any of the emails they get.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
But there may be a few people who...
Oh, that's right. AstroShamanBenjamin@gmail.com.
There you go. Yeah. Because there may be some on this call that are not part of Awakening Plus. So just wanted to give that. You're welcome. You're welcome. Jamil? That's how to say your name. That's beautiful. Thank you, Sandra.
There's some nice things. Like David typed, very peaceful, thank you, such a blessing, shared it with my loved ones.
Oh, lovely.
And then there's Michelle typed, you are such a blessing, thank you for feeding us with vibrations.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well received, baby. Well done.
Yeah, good vibrations. Good vibrations. I'm glad that you feel so clear and peaceful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Aww.
Great reviews here.
Thank you. Well, we'll do this again. Yeah, this is not the last. This singing bowl. I had a dear friend when she would come up from Florida. Her name was Maida. And Mado had an entire set of these bowls. Some of these bowls are absolutely gigantic, and they probably weigh 50 pounds or better. And so she would come to Southern Pines on the other side of Fayetteville, where I used to live. And she would put up all these bowls and have a workshop, and then she would just play for like a week. She would have them even longer than that. She would have them. And so we would travel from Fayetteville to come to Southern Pines, to the Raven's Nest is the name of the place. I think so. And when I first heard these bulls, oh my gosh, I was like, wow, I think I hear water also, because it reminds me of Atlantis. It reminds me of... still being in caves, of the sound and all this different light, and like the aurora borealis, but it's underwater in caves or something, in the cisterns underground or something. It was really profound. So when I saw this bowl at the Mermaid Castle in Carolina Beach, when I walked in, I asked, is there something here for me? And she spoke to me, and she's like, yes. And so I knew that this would be a blessing for many others, not just for myself. This is meant to be a gift to everyone, not just myself. So anyway, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Okay, thank you, babe.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So thank you all very much. If you are here as a guest and not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you can, of course, many of the live events are free to anyone, but members only get access to the archive and all the other cool stuff. And I'm in the midst of building out Awakening Plus, and we're going to have sort of a relaunch on November 15, 2020. There's going to be a whole lot of cool stuff in there by then that has not been there before, and the value of membership is going to just be awesome. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone wants to work with me, you can find out what I do at astroshaman.com, but that's about all I want to say about that, because this is really Makisla's night.
That's okay. I'm willing to share love.
Hey, thank you all for being here. Any last words, baby, before we wrap it up?
No. See you next time. Okay.
Thank you all for showing up live or on the recording. And until next time, many blessings to you all.
Bless you. Mm-hmm.